Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, this is the MFB Podcast. Yo, 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 it's episode 12. That's after 11. This is Warren.
This is Nick.
Luke.
And Luke happens to have the hiccups, so ladies and gentlemen, please stay tuned.
So,
happy Independence Day.
Oh, yeah.
Woo! I hope y'all left rifles and cigars out for Kid Rock.
I thought it was whiskey.
Whatever, potato, tomato.
No days off.
No days off. Back to back episodes.
Boom, boom.
11, 12. We got the whole crew together
again. Like my wife's fake orgasms. Back to back.
So, since it's Independence Day.
So, Donald Trump visited North Korea this past week.
First sitting U.S. president to visit North Korea.
Balls of steel, son. Balls of steel.
I mean, he only went to the demilitarized zone, which is the gap between North and South Korea.
Yeah.
That's as far as he gotten.
Well, yeah, but, you know.
But anyway, that is pretty...
Back to politics.
You went there. Started off right.
That's right.
Hey, all hail Trump, man. He is our president. As all of y'all's listening, unless y'all in different countries other than America, which I doubt.
We do actually have a listener outside of the country.
It's like, well, India.
Yeah.
Hey, India, friend. Trump's great, man.
Hope,
don't
I hope,
don't let
I hope you can cure that Ebola.
Don't what? Don't let the media fool you into thinking he's a bad guy. Anyway, with that being said, yes, that was a power move for our president, right?
Yeah.
Show he ain't scared.
It's
got
progress.
Up there, shook in hands, definitely. Especially with one of the biggest threats in the globe right now is Korea, because, you know, nothing against
North Korea, not South Korea. Yeah. No, just North Korea.
Did I say South?
No, you just said Korea. It's two different places.
No, South Korea makes your phone. Watch what you say.
Yeah.
Easy.
Samsung. If you're listening, sorry.
If you're not.
Samsung.
Fuck you.
I'll let your boy.
No, but seriously.
That's what we're using right now to record this episode. Samsung.
That's Trump going to Korea. Bang. That was a great move on him. What about Kentucky making concealed carry legal without a permit this past week? How y'all like that, huh? What y'all's takes on that? Nick?
100% for it. I like it.
Okay.
Yep, I think the permit is just a way for somebody to get money, government to get money, to make money off of you being able to carry a gun. I think it's just infringing upon your rights.
Second Amendment here, you know.
Salute, you for it?
Oh, yeah, I'm for it. I mean, if I ain't got to spend my money on it, you know, I think that we should be able to carry our gun any way we think is suitable for ourselves, for protection. So that means to conceal it. That's the best way, because the criminals conceal it.
Yeah,
when they do it. So why can't we protect ourselves by concealing something? I think it's a progressive move for Kentucky, and I think more states will follow suit with Kentucky. I mean, I know it's in the works for a couple other places to go.
Todd?
Yeah, I agree.
You do?
Yep.
Takes on that.
That's it.
Well, I agree with the fact that it should be free, but I do not agree that there shouldn't be some kind of class to get the concealed carry. For the simple fact that I don't want somebody walking around thinking they're Dirty Harry and they ain't never shot a pistol before in their life. Some kind of training.
Difference between...
Just give them the same class, just allow it to be free. Use the taxpayers' money to offer a free class, just like a driver's ed class or, for instance, a hunter safety course. It's completely free, usually at the VFW. Well, mine was at the VFW. I think that...
It's never going to be free.
No, I mean, there's somebody spending time, somebody spending some kind of money. But, I mean, instead of a taxpayer taking, I mean, a a governor or some kind of official taking hundreds of thousands of dollars, they could spare a few hundred dollars and let us have our
Okay, so how do you prove you took the class?
Well, you would be given a concealed carry permit, just like a hunter safety course.
We still got to pay for that, though.
So you don't agree with the not being able to get a permit?
No, I agree with the permit. I just think that they should have a class. They should have some kind of standards to where, you know...
So basically... Have
you're trained. Permit. Yeah, without having to pay for it.
So just it's not going to happen.
A free concealed carry. But, I mean, they pretty much did it.
But it's not going to happen. If you want that permit...
They got people that volunteer for shit every day and give out coins for you being sober.
That's
so why can't you take the same amount of money that produced a coin and give me a piece of paper?
That's not the same thing. This is guns we're talking about here. So they're going to want to charge. They're going to want to charge for the class. So they're not going to want to train somebody for free. Luke. Yeah, but you don't have to have your permit, is what you're saying. You want to give the permit out and training for free, which is not going to happen. People aren't going to want to teach a class for free. Somebody's going to have to get paid.
Well, the government's going to have to sponsor that.
But
just like anything.
But you don't need a permit, so why even try to get one?
Because, well, I guess that kind
of... I mean, I understand the training aspect, and you
want to... I believe that my Second Amendment right is my concealed carry.
Yeah,
right?
I understand that 100%.
But I'm not saying I'm against guns or not against... Not for this. What I'm saying is I don't want somebody who, no offense, Todd, you're probably the least out of us that has the most training with guns. Honestly, honest opinion.
Yeah.
If there was something going wrong, who would you rather grab a gun? Us three or you? It's a fact. So why would I give the gun to Todd not knowing what to do or how to handle it or the proper... ways. It's just like the military. You don't just give them a gun and say go into active duty. You train them, right? Yeah. The government sponsors that training and pays
for
that.
But the government's not going to pay for that, dude. There's no way. The government wants money any way they can. So you're not going to be able to teach people and give permits out for free.
Okay. Well, if you can't get the
without regulations.
Out, okay. Why don't you just open a free to go class.
How about this? If you want your free concealed carry, 18, 1 year, military, out, you get your concealed carry for free. What's wrong with that?
What, say again?
You turn 18.
Okay.
Serve in the military 1 year. You get your concealed carry for free. That way you get training. You're getting training. Because it's government.
That's costing you more than what it would cost
you. How is it costing you, though?
It's costing me?
How's it costing
you? It's costing all of us.
But so what country was it that you have to serve at least 2 years?
Sweden.
Sweden does it. They give you a gun after you finish.
Yep. Everybody has the same guns, same training, and the crime rate is the least in the world because you're... The person that's looking to rob somebody knows that the person that has the same exact gun and the same exact training.
But and look, that's what I'm about. You know, like the criminals are going to be less likely to rob somebody knowing that they 9 out of 10 probably have a gun because it's legal to.
No, I mean
gun. But I don't want people walking around because okay, yes, doing this in the 60s or even the 80s, some time period before us, millennials. Would probably be great. But you take a bunch of fucking nutties that we have growing up thinking that they're...
Well, that's when you put regulations. Like, you can't
I'm trying to explain that, though. And you're saying, no, it's not going to happen.
No, but you're saying...
You're having a regulation by saying, hey,
but
if you want the class, we'll give it for free. You can have it for free.
It would never happen for free, though.
So you mean to tell me... So explain the VFW or anything that the people who serve in the military get for free.
When's the last time somebody got something for free over there?
My neighbor, Al, gets a lot of health care for free. He is a Vietnam vet who had it probably worse.
But if you look at the Vietnam vets...
Shout out to Al.
The vets now, they don't get their pensions like they're supposed to and stuff. But I'm not talking about... I'm talking about...
Okay.
You want... Here you go. No, look. You want...
No, you're upset, but
no,
you can go to a methadone clinic being a crackhead and get small doses of meth to stay alive, but you can't sponsor somebody that took this fucking class and give out a piece of paper.
I'm trying to be more realistic here. So, you want to teach a class on guns for free. That person who's teaching the class is going to do it for free, and you don't want to profit from it.
Taxpayer money.
And it's coming out of the government's money.
I didn't say
money.
Free for them to teach the class. I'm saying it's free for you to take the class.
But what's the difference of just not doing the class?
The difference is a dumb motherfucker blowing his foot off and somebody not blowing
their
foot off.
That's when I talk about regulations. Like,
it's
okay,
the difference between saying,
you can
okay.
only you can only carry yeah. after a certain
okay,
age.
So you're,
you can't have a criminal record. You can't do this. You can't do that. You know what I'm saying? It has to be, there's not just the free teaching of the class. You know, it's not just, okay, I'm going to go take this class this weekend for free. It's not going to happen. That's why in Louisiana,
so
you got to
pay. So you're saying, fuck them, let them all have guns. It doesn't
no,
matter.
I'm not saying that.
That's exactly what you're saying, because that's exactly what
but
they're
you're
doing.
Saying
and you're saying, okay, we're for it. Oh, they can have fucking guns, but somebody who's trained to teach you how to have that gun and wield that gun.
But will that person teach it for free is what I'm trying to get
they
to.
They got people out there, bud. We're doing this
not
for free. We're not getting paid. I'm having a full fucking argument with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, but not everybody is like that. So you're going to get people that are going to charge.
I'm not saying that there's everybody like that, but there's a small few that will do it.
Yeah, but how?
And will
that's
step
a
up.
Small window.
Well, that's
very
where you got to start.
Small.
We want volunteers to prove that we're going to have people that's going to train this classes for free. And the government may give you a pension or some kind of money for that.
But what if they don't? Because it's free for somebody to carry.
It's all
concealed.
It's all hearsay.
So why should the
it's
government
nothing,
pay
nothing.
For somebody to teach a class if you can conceal carry
so
for
why
free?
Would the government give concealed carry free when they can just charge it to everybody who wants to have it?
Yeah, but I'm saying,
you're
saying
Kentucky. Why would they do it? But they're giving it away for free right now. When
okay.
they can say, okay,
if
well, it costs us $200 to take this class minimum. I know this because I have a concealed carry and I've
okay.
taken the class.
Okay.
So you're going to take, say, 100,000 away from the people, the government officials that's going to get this money for the people who's going to take the classes. Okay? $200,000. This is just a number hearsay, just out of the blue. I'm pulling this number. $200,000 a year. They're taking that away from their expenses. And saying, you know what, we're just going to pass a bill and say anybody can conceal carry. They're already losing money, Luke.
Yeah.
Whether it's $10 or $200,000, they lost money. So why wouldn't you say, here's $100 twice a year to teach a class and people go to it? Don't you think, oh, well, fuck, if I have the certifications or what's qualified for what they're asking, I'll step up and take that $100 and teach a class to 50 people.
Yeah, but who's paying that $100, whatever? You're saying...
The government who's...
But they just passed a bill saying you
what
don't need
the
class.
What the fuck are you trying to explain?
No, you're trying to say...
What? You're like talking
okay,
to my wife.
But
life.
I gotta... You're not
like
letting me talk.
Talking to a fucking two-by-four. Because you don't make any
no,
fucking sense.
No, you're not making any sense. I'm trying to explain to you the way you're coming about it. I'm serious.
Okay.
So... It's you don't need a permit to conceal carry,
mm-hmm.
okay? But you want the class to be taught. Who's paying for that class? The government will not pay for it. For free, it's not going to happen. And not everybody's going to pay for it.
But it's like,
and not everybody's going to volunteer. That's what I'm trying to get
so
to.
So how do you explain the NRA? Those are people who volunteer.
Privately funded.
Exactly.
But if I can... Conceal carry with...
You don't think the NRA free. Would sponsor something like that? Say, we would give a few hundred dollars to somebody, say $1,000 for 10 teachings of a year. There's 12 months in a year. That's 10 months. Say you do one teaching a month. We would give $100 for one day of teaching this class, which conceal carry is about an 8-hour class. So even if they dull it down to 5, a half a day. Just like, hey, we're going to give it to you for free. Somebody would sponsor that.
But
whether it's the government or the NRA. Todd?
I also feel like that wouldn't... You need it to be much more large scale, though. That wouldn't be enough people.
Yeah.
More people are going to want to take that class than just the... What you said... For example, you just said, like, 10 classes, 100 people a class.
Yeah, I'm just throwing out a number.
Oh, okay.
You know, I'm
okay.
just using that for, like... just like the 100,000 or anything. I'm saying, I'm just throwing a number out there, saying, you got 10 people, you're gonna pay $100. That's $1,000, right?
Because it would definitely be.
So you got $1,000 a year in just 10 classes. Somebody would pay for that, knowing that it's going towards funding education for gun safety. You know, that's the biggest thing, is the safety.
Yeah, and I totally agree with training and everything, the right way to do things. But with states that are coming out with the permitless concealed carry now, it's going to be a lot harder to make money, is what I'm trying to get to. You won't be able to train the same way you will the states that have regulations and everything.
I feel like
it'd have to be stricter regulations for concealed carry for free. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to meet a certain qualifications. You have to do certain things to be able to get that free. But training and permit, you know.
I think that it would boost the gun sales, and that's where the state would make more money. Because if everybody can do it, then everybody's going to do it. It's just like weed.
Yeah, I guess if you take just a percentage of the gun of the taxes you make off of selling firearms, you could probably put that probably pay for
concealed carry class. But do you understand what I'm saying? Like, I don't want everybody just to be able to do it, because then it would eliminate
what it stands for.
Safety. Correct. Safety. And, you know, you don't want, like I said, you don't want somebody walking out there pretending to be Dirty Harry just because they got a gun in their pocket. Like, I'm waiting for somebody to give me an altercation so I can pull this fucking gun and blow their head off. Because that's what you're going to get. There's going to be.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be a small percentage. You know, but if you give them a class and explain to it, you could kind of filter it like with, okay, I'm not going to give this guy the thing because you failed the whatever. To, you know, there's it's kind of like almost like a background check, but like, you know, it's somebody who's certified to judge that. Like, in the military, they can judge you whether you're mentally unstable or not mentally unstable.
Yeah.
Same thing. That's all I'm asking. It's just, I'm all for it being free. I just want somebody to be minimally trained to do it.
So, yeah, you want regulations for the free class, but it's not.
And it sounded like I want gun, what is it?
Control.
Gun control, but that's not it. I'm for it. I just want people to be more
safe.
I want people to learn how I was learned, you know, but you can't have that. You can't have a dad that taught them at an early age how to shoot a pistol, how to respect that. And it's not just a game where you shoot somebody and it's hit a respawn and it's okay. That's a permanent thing. When that bullet leaves the chamber, it is done.
Yeah.
You know, and not everybody sees that. Kids grow up today, it's a different world. You play a video game constantly. Everybody's kids are thrown in front of a TV or thrown in front of a game, and it's just, and it's okay. Well, it's not, I can just play again. I can hit the respawn and I'll go back. I'll get back to where I was. Not everybody was raised like us.
Yeah, I know. And so that's the thing have I worry about kind of the most is I agree with certain aspects, but there has to be more regulations than just free concealed carry is what I'm trying to get to.
That's
but
all
you
want
the free teaching, but I don't think it's plausible. Free teaching is not going to happen. There's going to be expense somewheres down the line besides just because you're taking the class for free is what I'm getting to.
Yeah, I mean, the funds are going to have to come from somewhere.
Exactly.
The government's not just going to give it up.
I'm thinking more broad.
Well, I'm talking about
because
one
people
state.
Are still going to do it with regardless. People still do it regardless of the laws today. People carry concealed and they don't have permits anyway.
You know, if a gun company like Ruger, just saying out of the blue, I'm not. This is just me coming
I'm
up
not
with
sponsoring.
It. Yeah, I'm not sponsoring.
They're
I just
not,
want to say a brand. So say X brand. We'll just say X brand. X
also
brand
not sponsored.
Wants to sponsor this and say, you know what, we're going to lower our gun cost or we're going to raise our gun cost to sponsor this. You know, free gun classes sponsored by X brand. Well, the first thing people's going to walk in and see is a guy showing you these guns. for X brand, and what's going to happen? They're going to start selling more, right? Mm-hmm. Boom. There's your money right there. You boost the price of those guns. Bam, you can pay for those classes.
Well,
in a broader scale, yes, people are eventually going to say, okay, well, we got the internet now, we got this, we got that, we could shop around, find something cheaper. I'm just saying, in the state of Kentucky.
Yeah, with the whole subject, yes, Kentucky.
I think as just a state, just a single state, they could do it. In a whole country, I don't know. World's a little crazy now. Well, but who would have thought that Trump would have been president? But boy, he sure fooled him wrong. So, the crazier things have happened.
Tasmania thing goes across every single state. It's pretty slim now.
Exactly. That's why you got state and federal.
Yeah. And back to your point about they reduced the gun, you know, the prices. It'd have to be that such a small margin because you cut it in too much. I mean, you make zero off of it, but sell a bunch. I mean, that does nothing for you.
Best aspect would be to increase gun prices because it's open carry. You know, it's concealed carry free.
You're technically paying for a concealed carry class.
But if you increase it, only certain people would buy it.
The gun, you have to pay for, but to wield it is free.
Correct.
You know,
but if you increase the prices,
it's supply and demand, just like anything else.
Hundreds of millions of gun owners that already have guns.
By all means, you already have it. But you still have to pass that class, which is free.
It's a lot of controversy.
I mean, it's kind of like a boating class. I don't agree with that, but if we still have to take it, does that mean I'm against boats? No. It just means, like, wouldn't you want somebody behind the wheel of that boat knowing what to do and what not to do in certain circumstances? Same thing with a gun. That boat can take your life just like a gun can take your life. You'll be a lot quicker. Or you'd be a lot slower. It all depends on how good of a shot you are, you know? So, I mean, point right there, you know? We're all competent beings. Why can't we just get behind a boat? But no, we have to get a boating license, which sucks, but in a turn, you learn something. You know, what to do, what not to do. That's all I'm about.
No, I understand training is a good aspect of carrying a gun. I do believe in that, but free training, I don't think would, you know, that's my opinion. Free training would be a lot more difficult than you think it would be.
So
the way government is set up.
How would you allow training, but still make it, so you would pay for the class?
I would make regulations, more stricter regulations on how to buy a gun. That way the person is competent on how to use it.
What you mean by that? Like, okay, strip naked.
No.
Let me stick
my
finger in
your
ass.
You would do a deeper...
Or is it...
No, you'd do a deeper background check. You would.
Yeah, but how does that have anything to do with your knowledge of how to handle a gun?
But you can also set permits on how to... Like, okay... I'm not really sure, actually. I'm trying to think of something. But it has to be better regulations. That's the only way you could really go about it, I think. But
see, just because somebody doesn't have a criminal background, has a perfect driving record and everything, doesn't mean they know how to handle a gun.
No, not at all. And
it doesn't mean that they're mentally stable. You could be good. I mean, for, you know, who hasn't been through something with like a loss of a loved one or something traumatic that happened that made you contemplate something in your life, whether it's living or just freaking out and trying to get past that. You know, who knows that perfect... It's a chance, is what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
You know, you make it harder for me, who is a law-abiding citizen, has nothing wrong with him, to get a gun. But this guy who's like on the verge of losing his shit has a perfect driver. Yeah. Nothing against him.
Yeah.
And boom. Right. It's a fault in our system. It is what it is. You're going
to
have those
small
percentages of people that's going
to
slip through the cracks.
Then you would have
to start, want people trained.
Yeah,
like,
then
you
would
know,
have to start testing for mentality and, you know,
exactly.
I guess getting a little deep.
You know, the biggest thing is, if you want to conceal carry, that's great. I think that them pushing it free is great. I just don't want to see people hurting themselves or people who think they're vigilantes just because it's legal. You know, it's...
I agree with that.
It's the biggest thing.
I do agree with training. I do agree with carrying. You know, we can open carry, especially in the state of Louisiana. We can open carry. I just think regulations and training is our best suit. But you're still going to have those people who don't. You know, that's the biggest issue. That's my argument, is the other side. Like, worrying about what's going on with them, trying to protect myself.
But, I mean, it goes to what's going on now. You know, the criminals are going to break the laws regardless. They're criminals. So, you know, whether you're worried about the criminals or worried about the mentally unstable, they're still in the same boat. They're going to cause harm to themselves or somebody else. You know, but if you have a class, you could say, that dude's mentally unstable. You know, you could clearly see it.
But in most cases, it probably, I don't think it would expose itself that easily, though.
No. I mean, if they're going to do it, they're just going to buy a gun and shoot up something.
Yeah.
You know, and
there's ways around the system. Yeah.
It's going to be the person who...
The difference is...
Suspected.
I think the difference in this is one victim or 10 victims. Because if somebody's carrying in there and they don't shoot that one person that's carrying, that guy's going to draw that gun or girl and defend them or themselves. You know, multiple people. So, you know, there's pros and cons to it. I just, give me some, train them. That's all I'm saying. By all means, you could be armed.
I definitely agree with that.
But
all right, let's go find, you know, give a final, closing statements, I guess, because we've been talking about
this. I say bear your arms. Just know how to bear your arms.
I agree with that.
Agree. Move it along. Flesh-eating bacteria hitting the fuck out of us right now.
So why do Q-tips fit in your ear, but you're not supposed to use them?
What is the purpose of a Q-tip?
To clean the outer rim of your ear. Like that.
To clean guns.
I guess you could.
Yeah.
I clean my guns with fucking Q-tips all the time. But doesn't it pack the...
Yeah, it
pushes wax back.
It pushes the wax back. I mean, it'll clear some of it.
Like the outside of your ear, the small crevices, not the inside of your ear canal.
But everybody uses it for the inside of your ear
canal. It feels so good.
Wrong. When it hits that G-spot in your ear.
You just gotta be safe with it. Okay. Don't go too far in your ear. You'll be all right.
Yeah, you damage your eardrum.
The better it feels.
It does. It's like, ooh, it could go deeper, and then like you hit that little whatever that is.
Yeah.
You're like, ah, I went too far. Or like your wife opens the door and hits your elbow, and you shove it further, and it's supposed to go, and then you can't hear that well.
I was just trying to turn the page and get a little more light.
Hey, you know what?
Yes.
Lion King live action.
Well, we just skipped over flesh eating bacteria.
Oh yeah, but we'll go back to that.
What's up with the flesh eating bacteria? Which
man,
that's
cool. Oh, it's hitting the coast.
I think people need to drink a little more orange juice, get a little more vitamin C, and I think it really affects people with
low
deficiencies,
low
older people, really young kids.
It's young. And really old that's suffering from it.
Yeah.
It's not people that's like in their 20s or 30s.
So if there's a...
Well, we'll know if Warren comes back. He's going to
the warning.
Beach.
Yeah, I'm going to Destin next week.
As long as, I mean, do you have AIDS?
I don't think so.
If you have an immune deficiency, you'll catch the disease, the flesh-eating bacteria.
You can catch it, but your body will fight it.
Yeah, exactly.
So you won't...
Yeah. It's like the difference between somebody who dies from the flu and somebody who doesn't die from the flu.
You
know, it's kind of like you have a higher immune system. You know, like a baby catches the flu, it's a higher chance of it dying.
True.
Than somebody who's been around the world a few years.
Yeah. It's happening right now on the Gulf Coast. I guess it's more because we see it on the news and stuff. It's happening from all the way from Mississippi to Florida and everything.
Something else about the, in that general region, you got the Dominican Republic.
Oh, yeah,
all the tourists who are just dying from, drinks at the bar. In tourist resorts.
Yeah, the bartenders are drugging.
Allegedly.
Yeah. And then, like, Big Poppy, David Ortiz was shot in the Dominican Republic.
And he's from the Dominican,
but he's sleeping with a drug lord's wife, man. Come on.
No, but
he wasn't even a suspect.
He wasn't even the target. Yeah. He wasn't even the target.
No.
What, do y'all think it's like a
American? It looks like a duck, and it quacks like a duck. It's a duck. Shoots the ass.
Yeah, but he wasn't the target.
Do y'all think like it's like an American thing because it's a lot of Americans that's happening to?
Possibly.
Maybe some resentment there. You know, the greatest country in the fucking world.
Yeah, yeah.
They're jealous. That's who they are.
And the Dominican Republic.
Best looking, best talking motherfuckers of all time. Hold my drink, bitch.
Dominican Republic is its own nation, right? Like, it's not part of... It's not like Puerto Rico. It's not like...
I don't know. I know Puerto Rico's a part of the United States.
No, Caribbean.
I know Puerto Rico's a part of the United States, but I'm not sure.
No, the Dominican Republic's not. It's like Bahamas.
Yeah, it's in, like, the Caribbean.
And the funniest thing, I'm pretty sure Puerto Rico's at least the furthest east, you know, as far as a big island goes...
Yeah.
It's the furthest east, yet it's a part of the United States.
Yeah. I mean, it's like a lot of places, like the U.S. Virgin Islands. And
yeah, I guess so. Alaska.
Hawaii.
Alaska.
What?
Yeah, I mean, it can't...
Alaska. But I mean...
Alaska should be part of Canada. Come on.
Probably. The funny thing is, we get a lot of...
But professors. We fought, and we won.
So. Yeah, because you don't really see that in other countries where, like, oh, a piece of my country is not attached to me, but it's over here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Except Japan.
Canada couldn't keep it up.
Well, that's like, yes, but it's all clustering of islands.
Well, imagine how much more property we could buy if we take Canada over. Nothing against Canada. We love Trailer Park Boys.
Oh, Canada. It was Canada Day.
Like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Hey.
Already a couple days ago.
Yesterday.
Here's a cheers to Donald Trump.
But,
Trump,
you know,
train keeps rolling.
But speaking of the land, you could just buy land in Montana or North Dakota.
Arkansas is pretty cheap.
Or North Dakota, if you were talking about Canada.
Well, North Dakota's land prices are going up because of the oil field pipeline.
True.
So, probably not a good idea to buy.
Well, whatever he said.
Get off the coast and get away from good jobs. Land is cheap.
Yeah. And how you plan on paying for this land?
But you gotta have a good job to move to somewhere without a good job.
Yeah. So the pipeline.
Anyways.
So.
Financially responsible.
What about Eddie Gallagher?
Eddie Gallagher? Navy SEAL got acquitted of all the murder charges from murdering that ISIS suspect.
Allegedly.
Yeah, I don't even know why he was on trial. It's a fucking ISIS.
So,
it's wartime. If he wouldn't have posted the picture, I don't think he would have gotten any trouble. He didn't get in trouble for
kill them all.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
Man, what's terrible is...
He was a prisoner. There's, like, regulation.
We have regulations, right?
Uh-huh.
Let one of them get a hold of one of our bodies.
Exactly.
They're going to mutilate that motherfucker. They're going to take pictures. They're going to do some sick shit.
But that's
and
what
ain't nobody going to...
us from them.
Them from savages. Us from savages, yeah. Right?
Yep.
But at the end of the day, exactly. You got in trouble... You got in trouble for taking the picture, but not for killing the motherfucker. If you from is, or ISIS, as they like to call it, or is, like I like to call it, he's a bunch of terrorist sons of bitches and they deserve what they got coming to them. Okay? So, I'm proud of my Navy SEAL boy that he got off of the murder charges. I don't know what they gave him for the pictures.
It's okay. It's okay to kill ISIS. Stab them while they're wounded. Just don't beat your women.
And don't pee on their corpses and take pictures of it. Because that shit ain't okay. But,
in the making of this podcast, no one was harmed.
And shout out to Keystone Light for being so deliciously delicious.
Yeah, they gave us a follow on Twitter. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at MFB Podcast. And... send us an email at themfbpodcast@gmail.com if you have any questions or anything you'd like for us to talk about. Still taking that internship soon. So keep on...
keeping on.
Yeah.
Coming back from it, we found out this week that John Walton from Walton & Johnson had passed away, who is one of our...
influences.
Definitely.
Yeah, I mean, the longest running radio talk show... I mean, I think they kind of really set the stage for what we have today as podcast. You know what I mean?
I agree 100%. You know,
like they were that controversial and just.
They were on public radio. Everybody loved. Exactly.
Everybody loved, respected.
You know?
And they both had so many characters. They were so funny. Yes. They could always start talking in different voices.
You know, and where it will go now, we don't know. But prayers and love out to his family.
For sure.
Definitely.
Godspeed.
So it's the 4th of July.
Yeah.
We're about ready to pop some fireworks.
I'm going to fuck some fireworks up.
Yep. And we're about 3 sheets to the wind in the state I'm in. Half off the wagon with my sheet. My shit dragging.
Sitting on the porch.
Just a couple of guys.
I'm just going to yarn with a porch.
What do y'all think of the bottle cap challenge?
I think it's fucking stupid. Whatever, man. It's just like
when they knock off the bottle cap.
Tell you what, Todd, why don't you hold this bottle up right here for me? I'll show you exactly what the bottle cap is.
Why don't you hold it?
Yeah, let me hold my. Let me.
Warren, why don't you hold
it? I got you. Just grab it. Just grab that wine or a Keystone Light.
Oh gosh, here we go. We're trying the bottle cap challenge.
Fire! Boom, roasted.
You see that? Even.
So I started with Max Holloway.
Even quarterly aged. White people can do this.
Oh gosh, Max Holloway started. He kind of knocked the bottle, cap off a bottle, and it kind of went from there. Every celebrity's been doing it, from Jason Statham.
I see Jason Statham.
Conor McGregor. They got a bunch of people doing it.
Sounds like all.
No, it's definitely. Bottle cap spin-off thing.
Yeah.
It would be cooler if someone did it from like their perspective and you nobody was holding the bottle.
Oh yeah, like if they had a GoPro strapped to their chest or something.
If they were that precise with it,
strapped to their foot.
Yeah, but, well, they have some of them that say they did it by themselves. So you just can't see.
It looks like I mean someone holding the bottle every single time.
It's pretty cool though.
Because there's no, it doesn't move. I'd like to see it done from their perspective.
Verdum did, UFC fighter.
Fabricio?
Yeah, Fabricio Verdum. He did 3 bottles at once. That's pretty cool.
Well, damn.
Yeah.
But he's neat talented.
But, you know, since we're talking about, like, trending topics, Lil Nas X, Old Town Road, kind of a big song nowadays. That country rap kind of stuff going on.
Didn't he come out the closet?
I think he did recently.
Yes.
Like, good for him.
I heard him and Jesse Smollett was
snuggling the bean.
Yeah.
I don't know about how true that is, but okay.
Well, hey, you know, hey man.
What do you know that's true about Jesse Smollett?
Exactly.
Unnatural.
But
non-biblical.
I don't know who anybody is other than that guy that does that song.
So is it country or rap?
It's crap.
I don't know. It sure is catchy as shit, doing it.
Yeah, with Billy Ray Cyrus.
Goofy as fuck.
But it has to have Billy Ray Cyrus in it.
Absolutely, man. You gotta add that deliciously white trash mullet in to just spice it up. And just like that, just like that, Billy Ray Cyrus is back. Just like that. Because it wasn't since we were children. Now, bid you, I was born in 92, which the rest of y'all were. And not y'all who's listening. That isn't important. So,
it is, I win.
You know, the fact is, he was big when we were, like, little.
Yeah.
Like, really little. And he wasn't shit.
When you say big, you mean he was a one-hit wonder.
He was a one-hit wonder, but he was big, dude. Like, I don't know if you realize how big Billy Ray Cyrus is, but I hold him accountable for all the...
But he also made a comeback in Hannah Montana.
You gonna pick that
there
shit
he goes.
After this
Jenga.
I mean, I remember him from Hannah Montana. I mean, I don't know about y'all.
I mean, he was a country music singer.
Yeah, he was a...
Don't break my heart.
Yeah, but...
My achy, breaky heart.
I just don't think you'd understand. I didn't associate him with that song until after I saw him on Hannah Montana.
And if you take my heart, my achy, breaky heart,
need to cut this.
It might go up and kill this man.
Okay, thanks, Warren. You just killed like a few minutes right there.
Nobody will ever get back.
I think you just need to stick to your day job.
I think you need to go fuck yourself. So, just like that, Billy Ray Cyrus is back, eh?
Back on the scene.
And you know, Lil Nas X stepping out the closet. Good for him, man, you know?
Billy Ray's back. Has Lil Nas X arrived? With one song?
Yeah, One Hit Wonder.
Yeah, will he follow this? Will he have anything?
I think he recently came out with more music. He did. I think when, you know, as he came out, I think he came out and had more music. And that's how he did it. It was something in a song he referenced, maybe. He has more music, but
okay.
It's not going to live up. You know, it's not gonna
say you're a record producer. And the top hit is Lil God Nobody Knows. Comes out with this song that's got number one on the charts for what, like 7, 8, 9 weeks, something like that?
Probably.
You're going to get some calls, Bubba. I'm not saying Dr. Dre calls, but you're going to get some calls. Some major producers that's looking to get on your shit.
Well, since he came out of the closet, there's probably a lot of people looking to get on his shit.
Yeah, because now he's open to a more broader...
He's open.
They're going to ride the wave. They're going to ride that wave.
He's riding something.
Oh, yeah. Take that wiener to the bank. Suck it.
Yeah, the opportunity to say to the Old Town Road. Just did.
I can't hold my dick.
I don't know where he's going most of this.
You probably should have stopped after the
look, man, you know what? Look.
Let's talk about live-action Disney
movies. I ain't got nothing against Quiz.
Here we go.
Alright.
So, this week, coming out, Spider-Man Far From Home, the ending of the Infinity series. I know, Nick, you're not big Marvel. You don't keep up with it like me and Todd and Warren do. But
can't have that nice.
This is the ending of it. And then we're going to see a new transition of what's going on with that.
Looks like we get the multiverse.
Yeah, we see the multiverse from the previews of it.
That guy from, was it, Brokeback Mountain?
Jake Gyllenhaal.
I heard somebody from work recently watched it at Midnight Feature and said it was really good and that he did very well.
I don't know.
And I asked for nothing else other than his opinion of the movie, like a yay or a nay, and he gave it a very good thumbs up. So
yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
I don't know. I'm very skeptical about it because Dr. Mysterio. Mysterio is a bad guy. To me, growing up. Anyway.
What do you consider a very good thumbs up?
Infinity War.
I mean physically, but okay.
Physically?
So like in-game.
Like right? A size at least C.
And
36, 24, 36. But only if she's 5'3".
So that came out like a few days ago?
Yesterday.
Okay.
So, anyway, another kind of...
We'll hit a review later, quickly.
Spider-Man?
Quickly. Yeah, once we...
Yeah, we all have to see it first.
Yeah, after we see
it. We still never did our...
We'll do the in-game and Spider-Man review.
Yeah, we still haven't talked about in-game. But anyway... Anyway, I want to talk about these pictures that came out recently of AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, or whatever her name is, the representative from New York. She took these fake pictures next to a border, acting like she was at the border of the United States to Mexico and watching all these immigrants trying to cross and them getting deported and all this stuff. Come to find out, it was an empty parking lot and it was just a fence. And it was made to look like stock photos of a border crisis. And her expressions were just so childish. And she's stretching the truth in any possible way she can. It just makes no sense to me.
Here's what I say. Bring back the guillotine and her be the first victim of it.
She was a bartender before she became a politician.
Yeah, even just think the bartender.
Yeah, we're not saying for her to be executed. That's just us being goofy. But honestly, she just needs to stick to what she knows and make some fucking drinks and shut her mouth.
Yeah, because like some of the things that come out of her mouth is just bizarre and doesn't make any sense. Like, there's a video of her at her apartment. She was recording herself. She's like, what is this? And it was her sink with a garbage disposal. She didn't understand the concept or how it worked of a garbage disposal. It didn't make any sense. Like, that's how dumb. I hate to use the word dumb, but that's how much stupidity this woman has. And that represents the Democratic Party right there, you know? Like, there's a lot of things that come out of
a popularity contest there, though, you know?
They did a recent interview, I forgot which website, of her district, and they interviewed a lot of people out there, and they're like, yeah, we didn't vote for her, and she believes there's concentration camps. We have concentration camps at the border. She really believes that.
Man, I've been to Mexico.
Yeah.
I've been to Mexico, bud. Yeah. I come back from Mexico, they ain't got nothing like that. They got armed guards. At the boards,
yeah.
They got people at the gate, but it's not what you think.
No, exactly. She's trying to stretch the truth.
I really feel like the media and the liberals try to push that out, man. It's like they want us to believe that there's something worse out there than what it really is. Why? Because it sells.
Oh, yeah, it does. And, like, it's some of the stuff that makes no sense, like the Green New Deal.
Ban the cows.
Yeah, Green New Deal, ban the cows, ban flying. Dumb.
I can't say that the human race didn't affect the world.
Yeah.
Pollution, blah, 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 blah. But all the resources on the earth was already there. You know, you build a building, you build a bunch of cities, the earth didn't get heavier. All the resources was already there. So, explain to me how the fucking ice age came. You had hot climate, and then all of a sudden, it's ice fucking cold. So what, the dinosaurs are polluting too much because they were driving fucking cars?
According to AOC, they probably farted too much.
Yeah.
But you get what I'm saying. Yeah. You know, I'm not saying that we don't damage the environment. Obviously, there's a lot of fucking endangered species now. Can you stop? Due to us. But I'm not saying that, you know, us driving cars is going to lead to the earth having a permanent something that can't be fixed.
It won't happen in our lifetime.
Yeah, fuck it. I ain't caring. I ain't stopping.
They want to eliminate 100%. I'm going to
drive my fucking truck.
They want to eliminate 100% of, like, gas consumable vehicles, so all electric. They want all electric vehicles on the road.
But that electricity is coming from some kind of plant that's producing.
Exactly. They don't think everything's
something's through. Burning that. Something's burning, period, to produce electricity. You know, like it had what?
The sun. But yeah.
The fuck are you waving for, Todd? What you got to say?
No,
he got his hand raised, so Todd.
No, keep going. I was just trying to figure out how we got there.
We were talking about AOC.
AOC and her fake shit, man. They got pics on the internet. Wasn't it just a parking lot?
Yeah, exactly what I just said earlier.
It was a parking lot. But you know, I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah,
it was a fucking parking lot, right?
Like every time she talks, it just makes no sense to me at all.
I kind of feel like it's like that that little skinny guy and that shaved head girl recently trying to ban guns and all this shit about a year or two ago. She was like a spokesperson, just like she is.
From the Parkland shootings.
Correct.
Yeah.
You know, where are they today? They just
The one that was supposedly had all the shootings, the mass shootings that happened.
No. This 5 or 6 students that spoke up after the Parkland.
Yeah, but he was also in another shooting, that guy.
No. Yeah, allegedly this guy was, like, at multiple different...
Yes. We'll get into that. That's conspiracy theory.
Yeah, but... I mean, I guess what I'm trying to say is, you know, they were this big da-da with not much evidence to back them up. and suddenly they just fade away. And I think that
every time
these pictures of AOC and proving that it's just a parking lot is just going to kill whatever she has to say, whether it's true or false, she's going to fade away just like they did.
I hope so, because God bless. Whew. It's rough. I just, sometimes I watch her videos and I'm like, man, I just don't understand her. But I think we're coming to an end right here on another episode.
Real quick, what about that?
What you got, Todd?
Speaking of, where did that, what was it, the Coney? Where did that go? You remember that?
Coney 2012.
Yes.
It wasn't it a guy from Africa that was taking slave children?
Yep.
Remember they were selling all that merch and people were like posting these heartfelt messages.
Yeah.
Like, you should really
consider.
Help out.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to that?
They were like, what reminded me of that was when y'all said, "Where do those kids go?"
Uh-huh.
Pushing,
there's a lot of situations like that, like.
Yeah, but the fact that that took over.
The swine flu, and all that stuff that was all like
Ebola.
Where's it all at nowadays, you know?
Yeah.
It's just fiction.
It vanished like this.
Yeah, exactly. It happens every few years. Like, certain things just, like, make no sense.
It just clicks.
Yeah, I agree.
When you said,
it's
you
kind
know,
of funny. Coney.
Where are they at now? There's things that they take over the, you know, the internet, or per se, nowadays. And they're going in a snap and nobody even realizes it.
Exactly.
You know, I just wanted to hit on that real quick.
Yeah, I like the
reference.
That's
a good point, man.
What about 8 days?
What about 2012 when it comes to the
world? What about 8 years late, you know?
Yeah.
But somebody could be listening to this and, you know, they may not know.
Exactly.
That talking to you, guy from India.
Yeah, in 2025, I see you. I see you, guy Abu Dhabi.
Thank you for your support.
Oh, wait, here we go.
We're sponsored by absolutely no one, though. Just one
I think Nick needs to end it here because he hadn't really talked this episode.
Yeah, so like we said before, give us a follow on Instagram and Twitter, Podcast MFB. If you got any comments or questions, any ideas, email us at themfbpodcast@gmail.com. This is Nick.
Luke.
Warren.
And that's all we got for y'all today. We'll see y'all next time.
Happy 4th of July.
Sit that tea.